Good morning, and welcome to day three of Big Ten Football Media Days, presented by Old National Bank. Our first coach is Oregon's Dan Lanning, who is in his third season as head coach of the Ducks. Lanning led Oregon to a 12-2 season in 2023, including a win in the Fiesta Bowl. Coach Lanning, welcome to the Big Ten, and we'll begin with your opening statement.
Thank you. It's certainly great to be back here in Indianapolis. The last time I was in this stadium, I got to enjoy a national championship with some of my former players there at Georgia, and it's refreshing to be here. You know, 2.5 years from that moment, it's been so rewarding to be a part of our program at Oregon. I'm certainly excited about that. I want to start by thanking our commissioner, Tony Petitti. I've been so impressed sitting in these Big Ten meetings early as a newcomer, not only with, you know, his vision of the conference, but his ability to listen and work with our coaches, and extremely impressed with the coaches that I get to sit alongside. You know, every one of us is very competitive, but I'll say, you know, what's impressive about that room is how much these guys care about people and how much they care about the game. And their leadership is certainly shows up in this conference and something we're grateful to be a part of. I also want to take some time to thank Craig Bohl and the job that he does with AFCA advocating for our coaches. You know, he's been really instrumental in some of the legislation that's passed that's going to improve our game, and grateful we have a voice there that's listening to us and respects it. This summer has been absolutely bittersweet for me. I got to, you know, spend some great time with my family. We went back and spent some time in Missouri. Got to explore a lot of places here on the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, and it's just absolutely beautiful country. I'm really excited for everybody in the Big Ten, the fans, to get to experience some of the beauty that exists here in Oregon. I'm certainly grateful for that time. Our three boys right now are back home doing church camp, but my kids are just at that perfect age. You know, 14, 13, 11, I wish I could freeze time. Some of you parents out there know how valuable that is, but I've got an unbelievable home. I got a head coach at home, Sophia, my wife, that's been the absolute, you know, backstop, the root for our family, and made this summer a whole lot of fun for us to spend some time together in fellowship. I think she's ready to send me back to work, so it's good that football season's here. These past 3 days, we just wrapped up a coach's retreat in Central Oregon, another beautiful area. We spent some time going over, you know, future opponents, some summer scouting, and really leaning in on one of the most important traits in our program, which is connection. Focusing in on, you know, the roots of our program, what makes us an elite coaching staff, how we can build our roster, what things are going to be in front of us in our future, and also just an opportunity to fellowship and spend time together. It's a staff that I really enjoy, you know, being a part of. We have some newcomers on our staff. I'm excited to see them grow within our program, but certainly value that time and the beauty of our state over the last few days. But also this summer we experienced, you know, great sorrow, and losing a player that means so much to us. Had finished his career here at Oregon. You know, losing Kyrie in a car accident this summer was, it hurt. You know, that's one of those things you wake up as a coach and you hope to never see. And I'm feeling for him and his family. I want to give a special thank you to the Minnesota Vikings and the way that they've taken care of Kyrie and his family, and somebody that we certainly want to support. He's a guy that I always tell myself we have to be grateful for the time that we got to spend with Kyrie, because that's something that was really, really tough on our team and tough to see a guy that had such a bright future, you know, and his life being cut short. You know, this season is a very exciting one for our team. Our players have been working their tails off this summer. And entering this conference, there's some new challenges that are presented. Going through those summer scouting reports, you realize some of these teams that we're going to get to play. And it's really exciting. But I'll tell you, here at Oregon, we chase and attack those challenges. We're excited about the traditions that exist here in the Big Ten. We're excited about some of the venues that we're going to get the opportunity to play in. But we know that none of that really matters until you start with game one. This off season, we spent some time studying a couple books that hopefully will give us an edge. We studied The Art of War by Sun Tzu. We also studied the book Hidden Potential by Adam Grant. Hopefully those are some books that we can kind of lean into this season and give us an edge as we attack this future season. I'm also really proud of the growth our team has had off the field and the impact they've made on their community. You know, our guys do a lot of projects in community service, you know, working with kids sports, making 230 beds with Sleep in Heavenly Peace for kids that don't have beds. You know, traveling the world, really making an impact. I'm really proud of the community service that our guys do and how they've been able to impact our program in our community because these guys are so much more than just football players. You know, one of the more enjoyable things for me being at Oregon is my opportunity to connect with some of the other phenomenal coaches at Oregon. You know, whether that's Dana, whether that's Casey Martin, you know, the guys that we have. And it's also been really refreshing to see some of our players get the opportunity to cross over in sports. You know, seeing Bryce Betcher get to go play for Coach Waz there, win a Golden Glove in baseball, but still be a great performer for us on the football field. Rod Pleasant run track. That's been something I really enjoy. And I think sports at Oregon are in a great place, and that's, you know, great credit to our leadership, Rob Mullins, and just the alignment from top to bottom. I'm excited this today to have three phenomenal players here that are here to represent us, and all three have worked extremely hard and are certainly deserving. They put themselves in position to be here. I'll start with Dylan Gabriel, our quarterback. He's part of a great family. You know, Garrett and Dory have done an unbelievable job raising this guy. I got the opportunity to recruit him a little bit when I was at Georgia before, and getting to reconnect with him. You know, obviously he's a legacy. His dad set a lot of records as a quarterback before, and now Dylan gets an opportunity to carry on that legacy. I know wearing the number 8 and representing the number that Marcus wore here at Oregon means a lot to him. What's maybe impressed me the most with Dylan is his ability to connect with people, not just in our program, but outside of our program, whether that's taking an offensive retreat and taking our players to different parts of Oregon to throw the ball around and fellowship, or it's, you know, having the managers over to his house to watch a fight or eat a meal. He's really done a great job of connecting quickly. I'm excited about the experience that he brings to the position, and I know that you guys will enjoy getting to visit with him today. Also excited to have one of our greats, one of our best players, Terrence Ferguson, here, tight end, a guy that, you know, certainly had a decision after the season whether he wanted to return or not or have the opportunity to go on to the NFL. I have to give a little shout out to Terrence. He just was engaged, so he is a fiance. I'm certainly excited for him and his future there. The job he has done this offseason, the work that he's put in, the leadership role that he provides for that tight end room, but for our offense and our team, has been amazing. Those of you that haven't got the opportunity to be around Terrence, you know, one of the things that I really love about him is when we go out the practice field and his foot steps inside that white line, he's running. He attacks every day with vigor. He's been a great teammate to our team and done a great job, plays with great passion and energy, but certainly excited about him. And his parents, Cody and Don, have done an unbelievable job and fight for every moment they can to spend around him. So great to have him here. On the defensive side of the ball, we were able to bring Jeff Bassa here, you know, one of our linebackers that's, you know, has a little bit of experience with these media days, was able to travel this last year to our media day in Las Vegas. His mom, Giselle, I know, is extremely proud of him and the job that he's done. This guy has grown and grown every single year that I've been here, into this leadership role to now to the point where we have a coach on the field. If we had to have Jeff call the defense, he could tell you why he's calling it and what he's doing. He's the kind of guy that can run the drills. If a coach isn't present, he's a true leader. He wants to attack his game. He doesn't want you to tell him all the things he's great at. He wants to be coached. And then he coaches the guys around him. He demands excellence, and I think you'll see that well represented today. You know, ultimately, what should the Big Ten know about Oregon? That we're mighty different. Mighty different in a lot of ways. You look out there in the pond, you'll see a big old duck. I'm hoping we get to travel that duck to all of our away games this year, right? We're mighty different when it comes to the jerseys you might see us wear or the facilities that we get to be in, and we're innovative. And we've always been on the cutting edge of everything we do. We're certainly positioning ourselves to be in the cutting edge, and we're grateful for the opportunity to compete in the Big Ten. Excited about this opportunity in front of us and excited to see what this team does. It's a brand new team. It's not the same new team as last year. You know, on our team right now, there's 10 players that were on this team when I first got here, so you're talking about a new group. And these guys have completely bought in. Excited to see them perform. I know they're anxious to get on the field, but there's a lot of work between now and then before we do that. But to value your time, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We have our first row on the right here.
Hey, Coach Landing. Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media. First of all, welcome to the Big Ten.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you just about Dylan Gabriel and how you were able to build and cultivate that relationship between you two that will be able ultimately to translate on the field and accomplish the goals that you all are setting out this season.
Yeah, one of our DNA traits is connection. And, you know, before you lean on prior experience, you know, like I said, Dylan's a guy that I knew before in the recruiting process and got to watch him from a distance. You know, being from Hawaii, I think it means a lot to him to be able to represent Oregon and our strong history there in the state. You know, again, I heard his mom singing karaoke at Georgia a few years ago when we were recruiting him, and now she came out and killed it again here at Oregon. But just an unbelievable family. spending a lot of time with each other. We got the opportunity to go. I'm not a good golfer, but Dylan and I got to go play the other day. We saw Marcus on the golf course, and he's a good competitor. But those moments, right, those moments away from football where we get an opportunity to connect, spend some time with each other, and then seeing him carry those same moments over to our players, whether it's going out to dinner with a guy, seeing the way he operates in our locker room, really has a passion for the game and a passion to be great, and it's excited to have that on our team.
Got a question on the far right.
Dan, over here. After you left the Pac-12, where do you see the advantages of coming into the Big Ten, not only for the University of Oregon, but for your football team?
Yeah, there's several things. You know, one, just having a clear vision of our future. You know, obviously this is the premier, you know, league in college football, and getting to be a part of that, getting to be a part of some of those story traditions, play some of the teams that are in our future. I'm really excited about going to some venues that we haven't experienced. It also gives us an opportunity. We've always been a team that's recruited nationally, but it's certainly made our footprint stronger here in the Midwest, whether it's states here in this area that we haven't tapped into as much. It gives us the opportunity to recruit those states and give people an opportunity. We've always recruited, you know, East Coast to West Coast, but now having the opportunity to have some of those games played in venues that are close to the players that we're recruiting certainly helps.
Hey, Coach, Will, LA Football Network. You guys had the tough challenge of replacing Kenny Dillingham last year, but it didn't look so tough with Will Stein coming in. You guys were number two in total offense last year. What makes him a shooting star within the coaching ranks, and how is he meshing with Dylan in the spring and summer portions?
Yeah, I've been so fortunate to be able to have great coaches on our staff. And Will would tell you that, one of the things that makes Will so unique is his ability to work with the guys that he has in that room. And he would tell you each one of those coaches are so valuable to his success. I think he's adaptable. I think that's the most important trait in college football right now for coaches is their ability to adapt to ever-changing rules, ever-changing schemes. I think he's hungry to learn, you know, has a passion to find information. Doesn't always feel like he has all the answers, but I can tell you Will knows how to solve it. And he has a great group of coaches that he gets to work with every day. He's done a great job with our players. He connects to them. He can meet them at the surface level. As a guy that played the quarterback position, I think that's really important. How that translates to his success on the field, and really excited to see the things that he does for our program this year.
Third row on your far right.
Spencer McLaughlin, Locked On Podcast Network. Coach, you lost four defensive linemen on the interior from last year's team, including Brandon Dorlis. What do you see in that room, and how do you think that depth chart plays out as we head towards the season?
Yeah, I'm really proud of the way our personnel department and coaching staff went and attacked that. You know, we've recruited really well in that area, especially in the high school ranks, and that's where we build our team first. You know, I think we signed 25 high school players this past year, but that's a position that takes development, and you have to get them caught up quick. We're able to bring in some guys in the portal, and then grow the guys that we have on our roster there that I think will provide us a really strong two deep that can compete. You know, winning football, a lot of people have asked me, what's different about going to the Big Ten? I hear it's more physical. The reality of winning football when you're a team like Oregon in the position you want to put yourself at the end of the year, you got to win in the trenches at the end of the year, not just in the middle of the year, right? And for us to build the team that we want, we know that's really important. That's why we've attacked it so hard.
Coach Dan Lanning, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.